Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, you'll hear some one-on-one Q&As from my time at the Sexual Health Expo in Brooklyn last September. And it was really, really fun for me and just nice to sit down with my listeners one-on-one so I could really hear your questions and we could work out your issues. We had a blast. And there are some great questions, including backdoor troubles. How do you make a threesome great? Breaking out of a doomed dating pattern and how to make sex a priority. Thanks for listening. You know what I never get tired of? Talking about the magic wand. Seriously, it's like telling stories about your best friend. I actually think I have more stories about my magic wand than I do my best friend. The magic wand was part of my life long before it was part of the show. And now it's time to make it part of your life too. For more than 30 years, the magic wand has been the trusted toy that women around the world reach for first. In fact, check this. Time magazine just named the magic wand as one of the top 10 most influential gadgets of all time. We're talking next to the iPod and the calculator. Time magazine, people. If that doesn't say it all, I don't know what will. The perfectly sized original magic wand delivers amazing power and control and is incredibly simple to use. Just plug in the 6-foot cord for uninterrupted pleasure. For more information on the magic wand, visit magicwandoriginal.com today or click on the magic wand banner on my website.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can see everything going on there. We make it so easy to subscribe to the show, the podcast, and check out our site. We've got content that we're uploading every day. Follow us on social media. It's Sex with Emily across the board. We're doing everything these days. So, Happy New Year! Is everyone enjoying the New Year so far? I've been thinking a lot. I'm not a huge fan of resolutions because just every year it's like setting yourself up for failure, right? I mean, it's just so cliche. Let me like quit smoking on the first or join the gym on the first, right? And it's just hard. Like a lot of this stuff is about changing your change in lifestyle, right? It's not about like making one goal. But if you do have a resolution, I support you in that. I just have a hard time with it. So I'm not going to call this a resolution, but I have goals for this year. How's that? It's a long plan. And one of them is I want to come out and see you guys more. I want to travel to where you live and meet my amazing supportive listeners, which I realized This show, I actually was recorded when I was in New York, in Brooklyn, in September. And we did the Sexual Health Expo. And I must have met like 400 listeners that weekend. And I'm telling you, I don't think I've met that many listeners in 10 years. I just, it's not because I'm not out. I'm not like, well, I kind of am. I'm in a room here, a little box recording the show for you guys. So no, I don't get out and meet you guys as much as I want to. So I was thinking one of my goals would be to travel more and come see you wherever you live. I know you guys hit me up a lot. You're saying like, you know, come to Australia or come to Virginia or wherever you live. And if you actually do have a good like speaking opportunity or somewhere you'd like me to come hang out with you, just email me feedback@sexwithelmy.com. And of course, that could be great if there was like an organization you speak for, they could sponsor it, whatever, we could work it out. But I don't have a private jet yet, but I would just, I don't know. It was very gratifying to see your faces and to give you hugs and to just, I don't know. I was just really touched and I want more of that in my life. I want more of you in my life in person. So that's what I'm all about this year. That's one of the things. God, I have so many things to tell you. So I hope you keep listening and here's to another great year of Sex with Emily and sex. So, okay, this episode, like I said, we go to Brooklyn and I was there in September and I met so many fans. Like I said, and what we did was we set up like a doctor's in sign and people could sign up. I was there for 2 days and they could sign up at a slot. And then one-on-one we sat and we like recorded it, Skyped, not Skyped, what's it called? The little recorder. Zoom. Our little Zoom recorder. And it was like really fun because a lot of them got a little long. We edited a little bit, don't worry. But I just loved having the conversation. But we really got into your questions. That's why I'm so into you guys leaving when you email me for you with your questions. There's also an option now where you can call in because I feel like we can really get to the heart of it. We can really get into the meat and I can help you guys. Anyway, I had fun there at the show, so I hope you enjoy this. But before we get into it, another thing I'm very excited about this year is about UV. I started to tell you about it last year, but you know, I go to all these different shows and conferences and trade shows. Well, UV was the biggest buzz of like the last show I went to, the last three shows, especially the one in Germany, because I mean, that was a huge show and everyone was like, whoa. So I'm really excited about UV because it's a storage unit that you can sanitize your toys and charge them. Now, and it's so cool. Like, you know, you ever have those toys lying around, they get dirty. First of all, you guys know you have to always clean your toys. And then they're never charged. Like one or the other, like, forget it. I'll just use my fingers or I won't have sex or whatever. But now it's this cool, I've never seen anything like this. Like it uses UV light and it kills 99.9% of all the bacteria. And we've been on this campaign with them because we have a Kickstarter campaign going and I'm like, I will talk about this. So, we have a few more weeks and we'd love to help you support the campaign. That would be awesome. So just go to sexwithelmy.com, click on the UV banner and there's more information there. All right. So enough about that. I can't wait to bring you this show live from Brooklyn. I hope you enjoy the show. We're at the Sexual Health Expo. This is day one. It's Saturday and it's September 24th, I believe. And you know, I've got a lot of listeners here. It's been amazing, overwhelming, humbling to meet so many listeners. And right now, we're just going to take live questions from people. So, hello there, lovely. Tell me your name.
I'm Danielle. Nice to meet you.
Danielle. Nice to meet you, too. So, you have a question for me.
I do. It's a little embarrassing.
That's okay. Don't be embarrassed. We can, it's okay. You're with me.
I'm with you.
And I'm going to help you.
Okay. All right. So, I'm starting to experiment with my boyfriend, butt sex.
Anal sex, yes.
Okay. And I'm okay with a finger or two up there. And last time we experimented with the dildo up there, and it worked.
However, good.
We tried him getting inside of me, but I guess it's like really tight, and he lost his erection.
Okay.
And we're not sure about the positions and all that all the logistics of it.
This is such a good question. I get asked this question all the time, so no need to be embarrassed. Just so you know, for reference, like we've done several podcasts on this, and also I have other like blog posts on Sex with Emily. But let me tell you exactly the thing is that the thing about the anus, the butt, is that first of all, you need lots of lube. Did you use lube?
Yeah.
Okay, so you need lots of lube, and you need to be really, really relaxed because a lot of times we're nervous. You have to breathe. Like when you breathe, then your sphincter muscles will relax into it, and so you're like, you know, like even like. Like, it's almost like you breathe and you can move in, and then you breathe again and you can push in a little further. So that's part of it.
and he has to go really, really, really slow. And also, let's talk about the beginning of it. Make sure that you're already warmed up. It can help to have like a clitoral orgasm first,
okay,
and not just to like rush right into the butt sex part of it. And to, again, it's like going slow. I mean, different positions, like you could be lying on your back with your feet up, and he could be entering that way. A lot of people assume you're like in doggy style position, but that actually isn't the most comfortable for
that
a lot
hurts
of people.
A little bit,
that
yeah
can hurt. So if you actually have like a pillow underneath like your back, like your lower back, it kind of helps, propels you up, and with your feet back, and you just go really slow, lots of lube, and just like it can help if you like you're already loosened up, he's already used his fingers, and again, it just goes back to the breath and moving slow. And like once he gets past like the first two thirds, it'll get a lot easier for him to like slide in. But it takes practice. But if you're comfortable with fingers and like lube and like a butt plug and all that, it'll get a lot easier. And he might have lost his erection because he was made nervous that he was hurting you,
yeah,
and it was painful. And like so many women, like their first time experience with it is painful because people don't know what they're doing. So I'm so glad that you're asking me because it's hard. It's a whole new experience.
Yeah.
So
this is my virginity all over again.
Yeah, exactly. It's like your backside virginity, your anal virginity. So lube and breathe and go slow and experiment with different positions. Spooning position can also be a great way to do it. Again, like you just gotta find which one works for you.
Right.
Any other questions? Does that help?
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for your question. See, that one's so bad.
Thank you for answering my question.
Awesome.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's
where do you live and how old are you?
I live in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and I'm 22.
Okay, thank you. That's awesome. It's day two Sexual Health Expo. We're in Brooklyn.
Okay.
I'm sitting here with Nikki.
Yeah.
We just met. I feel like we're sisters.
I know. I'm Nikki.
And we're talking.
I'm 46. I live in Brooklyn.
Okay, 46 Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, no, it's really good to be here. So, you ready for the question?
I'm so ready.
Okay. Dating this guy who is like perfect and wonderful and all of the things, so that's really nice. And, you know, you meet him and he seems a little sort of gay, like his sort of like his mannerisms are sort of gay, whatever. And I'm trying to get past it because he's like presenting himself as a straight guy.
Okay.
And it's, you know, maybe, like, as long as, like, the sex is good, like, maybe he could be somebody that I could, like, get pedicures with
gay?
And whatever.
He just seems
no,
gay.
He seems gay. He acts
like
gay.
Like, the way, okay, but is he, does he get an erection when you're having sex and the sex is good and he's into you?
No, he only wants to have, like, he just goes for the butt.
Really? He only, so you only had anal sex?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ready to have anal sex with
okay
him because we just sort of met. And to me, that's something that comes a little bit later.
So he just, like, wants to put his fingers in your butt. Okay.
And, like, has to, like, he just keeps sort of going for it. He, like, rubs his penis in my ass crack. Like,
okay,
that's the only way he can get hard.
Okay. And have you asked him?
Yeah.
And he says?
He says that it just, when he meets somebody new, it takes a little while for him to get used to it and things will get better and it'll be fine.
Okay, but he really likes your butt. Okay, but have you asked him if has he had girlfriends before?
Yeah.
Has he? Okay.
He's had girlfriends before.
Are you attracted to him? Or is it more like he's amazing and he's a good friend and like...
Yeah, and he's attractive, but like, I don't know anymore.
How long has it been?
Not very long, like a month.
Oh, okay.
We've been
I
out
mean,
like
the verdict's
five
still
times or whatever.
Okay.
So I kind of like, I'm sort of not quitting yet, but it's a weird situation.
Well, wait, have you like been naked with him
yeah
in bed? You've been naked with him in bed and he hasn't like gone for your vagina at all, your vulva?
No,
like,
he goes down on me. He's really, really good
okay
at oral sex.
All right.
Which
so wait,
doesn't
okay, this,
seem
this is...
very gay.
No, no.
But he doesn't really get hard. If I suck his dick, it doesn't really get hard. The only thing that really gets him hard is rubbing his dick in my ass crack. Or like theoretically going in, but I haven't really let him.
Right,
like, fuck
right, because don't
yet
you want? Because you kind of want to have
regular
like,
sex,
right? Like vaginal, like sex, penetrative, right? Vaginal PV sex, as we call it.
Okay,
penis vagina sex. Yeah, I mean, I don't.
It's weird.
It is no. It's just like people. Do you think he's bisexual?
I mean, he might be, or he, you know, but he doesn't. he doesn't talk, like if he was someone who was like, oh, well, sometimes I'm with God, if right. he was like totally open about it.
See, that's the thing. It's almost like you'd be better, like you shouldn't have to be like guessing like this,
right.
I guess. And so I feel like it's still really new. Maybe he is bisexual. I mean, he goes down on you and that, is he
and
into
it? And he's good at it,
he's
yeah.
good at it, but is he into it
yeah.
when he's doing it?
And it seems like it.
He's like, baby, yeah. you're so hot. This is so good.
Yeah.
How's the kissing?
The kissing is like only so-so.
How about your breasts? Do you pay attention to your breasts?
Yeah, a little. He's like attentive.
Like a second,
he's
like
generous.
He brushes.
He's like generous.
Right? Here's the thing about the whole thing. I don't know if he's gay, what he's into, or what he's not. If he's got, you know, a lot of guys have anxiety around getting erections. I'm not going to say he's got erectile dysfunction because who knows what it is. All I'm going to say is, like, is he, like, it's only been a month and you're having all of these sexual challenges already.
I know.
And so typically, you know, not at the beginning of a relationship, you're having, it's passionate, there's a lot of great chemistry, and you kind of build on it in a new relationship. That's kind of what fuels it. And so if you're already having the sexual challenges right now, and it's been a month, I would say that just proceed with caution.
Right.
Because this is when, I mean, you've been in relationships before, right? Usually at the beginning, you know, a lot of people I hear from and they talk on the show, they're like, everything was so great the first 3 months, and
yeah.
it was amazing the first year,
right.
and now we're having issues. But if in the first month you were like, having a lot of sex questions. Like, I thought when you said it was a relationship thing, I thought you were going to say, like, well, he's going to have a divorce or he still likes his ex. But you're like, the sex issues in the beginning,
right,
to me,
the
are
gate.
A red flag.
Right.
Now that I'm like,
do they get
red flag.
Right. Like, does it get better?
No. Typically, this is what I always tell people that when they're, when people are like in long-term relationships and they're like, you know, our sex isn't great. And the first thing I always ask them, it's really early here, at least for me, so I'm still warming up. I always say to them, was it good at the beginning? And if they say, yeah, it was amazing, I'm like, okay, we can get back to that.
We
can
get back to.
But if they're like, you know what, it was never really that good, I'm like, okay, then like, if you've nothing else to tap back into and it was never great at the beginning, you're not going to get there. Like, I don't
right.
think all of a sudden you're going to he's going to be like, yeah, like I want to like
no,
sex
totally, you. You're totally right.
You've been with him five, six times.
Yeah,
to me,
like
that's
that.
A pretty good case study. But I think if he's fun and you're having a good time with him, that's great. But no, I think that there is something going on here.
There's
I would
something
say that
going
this is
on.
I would be like, okay, that'd be enough data for me. If it was one time, I'd say try it again. Okay, I get it. He
right.
seems gay, but he's but like a month and you've been out five times and it's only the butt. I don't even know what that means. Like, I don't know if that means he's gay or if it just means that
he's just
it doesn't
into,
even matter.
Right.
It just means that you're not sexually, you're not, I mean, you don't seem like you're really turned on by it either. But he's kind of meeting you intellectually and he's fun and...
Yeah, of course, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Can you have it all?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lifelong journey, but
I
to
know.
Me, you need the... I don't know, like, is how important is sex to you?
I mean, it's pretty important.
I think it's like the glue.
Yeah.
But then he's your friend, you know, if
yeah.
the sex isn't
then
great.
Then he's my friend.
What if you take the pressure... Did you just meet him 5 weeks ago, or have you known
yeah.
him?
Yeah.
How'd you meet him?
Like, on the app or whatever. You know.
Like Tinder?
Happened, you know, Happened.
Oh, yeah, Happened. Is that working... So Happen,
I mean, I don't know.
Explain Happen. It's new. I mean, it's new-ish, but I feel like
yeah.
it's taking off. Explain Happen.
Happen is, like, all GPS-based. So it tells you if you've, like, literally, like, passed somebody on the street. It's that, like, that kind of granular about
right.
it. So you could see if, like, oh, my God, I've crossed
right,
paths
like,
with
oh
this
God,
person.
Oh, my God, we always go to Starbucks every day.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. That's really
it's
cool.
It's kind of cute, like...
So
like,
then
oh,
he got,
when I was looking at my phone, this guy walked by. Like, it's that,
did
you know?
So it matched you? Because you were like, you guys have crossed each other's paths 3 times.
Well, what happens is it shows you the people who
oh.
you cross paths with, and then you get to swipe on them.
So you swiped on him
Yeah, and
first?
Then you swipe back or whatever.
Okay.
So it was,
and did you specify in the app if you're looking for a man or a woman?
Yeah.
You do? Does he as well?
Yeah.
And can you say both?
I don't know. I haven't tried because I'm not...
No, but let's look at the app. Like, I'm just
oh
curious
my God.
If maybe you don't even, maybe it doesn't even ask. I don't know.
This guy is not actively,
got it.
Like...
It doesn't matter. Okay, that stuff doesn't even matter if he's
I
gay
know,
or straight
or
bi. I know,
it kind of doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter.
It's just, but it's like...
Well, at the beginning,
picture.
I was like trying to put that together, but I'm like, you
know
what? You're not being, like, satisfied by him sexually. You could still hang out with him and be fun and see if it goes somewhere. But at this point, I would have to say, my professional opinion,
yep.
you got a lot of information here.
Yep.
You got all the information you need. And my mother always told me the issues you have in the third date, you're going to have forever. I think she meant more like... If he's late or he's mean to the waitress or he's cheap.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes with sex, you kind of know as well. Stay friends with them. I mean, you could still go out with them again, but I don't think it's going to get better. And if it does, you got to let me know.
I will.
Email me. feedback@sexlovememe.com. I want to be right here because it seems like you really
I
like
know.
Him. And maybe you'll see him tonight and his penis will just like show up and like have a party. I don't know. But it doesn't sound great to me.
I know.
This was good.
I know.
Thank you for coming, Nikki, to the show.
Thank you for
so nice
so
to meet
nice
you.
To meet you too.
We should take a picture too if you want.
Okay.
Oh, we did one in your camera.
Yeah, but we could do.
Would
like,
you want to be associated with the?
If he listens to you, then things would be better if he listens to you.
Maybe he should. In his future, maybe we should send him a link anonymously. Not with this one, but another one. Okay, well, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
By. Okay, everyone, she just wait. We're at Sexual Health Expo. We're going to have more interviews today. This has been wonderful meeting all my listeners. Okay, everyone, thanks so much for supporting our sponsors. You know I only work with brands that I trust, that I love, that I've tried, that have actually been inside me, on the outside of me, or, you know, rolling around in my purse. That often happens in my car. They're just buzzing, goes off everywhere I go, or lube spills. But besides that, no, really, I love every product here. Thank you for supporting them, and I appreciate it, and I love you. There's just something about the fall that makes me feel like cuddling up with an old friend. And hey, you guys may have some fond memories too. Yes, I'm talking about The Intensity by Pour Moi. The Intensity is an amazing product that has made a serious impact on my life. Let me rewind a bit to explain. The Intensity was originally developed as a medical device to cure, yes, cure incontinence issues. You know, like you sneeze and you pee. Because these issues typically stem from a weakened pelvic floor, the Intensity works by applying gentle electrostimulation directly to that muscle group, giving you an amazingly effective Kegel workout. And you all know how I feel about Kegel exercises. And for a little plot twist, the makers learned that the product's only real side effect was an intense orgasm. So realizing the Intensity was a winning combination of utility and pleasure, they enhanced it with a powerful vibration and a clitoral stimulator. The result, much more than a sex toy. It's a product that has changed my sex life. I mean, G-spot orgasms, anyone? The Intensity combines two things I love and talk about all the time, Kegel exercises and orgasms. To find out how it can change your sex life, click on the Intensity banner on my website or go to pourmoi.com. That's pourmoi.com. Okay, it's Emily from Sex with Emily coming at you live from the Sexual Health Expo in Brooklyn. Oh, we've... Katie also came to the last show last year in New York, and so Katie's going to ask me a question here live.
Love
What's up,
it,
Katie.
Well, here's my question for you. I never thought threesomes was something I would be open to. I thought, not selfishly, but I want that attention on me. I want my orgasm. But whether listening to your podcast, the sex toys, the conversations, the touch, everything with my boyfriend has expanded. We have such a solid friendship. I love it. But last year when we left the expo, I was like, you know what? I think I'm open to it. I want to try, but it's now a year of, okay, we've had the talk. We know we want to. The going about it part, I guess, is my question for you. The Thrinder app I've heard of.
Right.
I plugged in and there was no one within like 150 miles of us. And the people
okay.
who were was kind of sketchy.
Right. Okay. So you want to know how to find the third?
Yes.
The unicorn, if you will. That's what they call it.
I told her the quote. I'm like, I don't know if that's the term, but
no,
I heard it called
unicorn.
The unicorn.
A unicorn's like the bisexual partner in a threesome. And, you know, it can be, you know, it's a process because, well, I mean, I'm glad that you guys are in a healthy state. So first of all, it's like, kudos to you. You know, I always say you got to be on solid ground mm-hmm. in your relationship, discuss all the boundaries and discuss, you know, can she sleep over, penetration, all that, you know, what's going to happen? So now finding that person that you're both attracted to. Mm-hmm. Have you been with a woman before?
I mean, just the typical college stuff, the making out, the feeling up, but nothing more past that. And like you said, within the past year, we've talked about the limits, what we want, and not
like
that
what, putting... What are the boundaries that you said guys set up?
I don't want it to be somebody who is a close friend of ours, because then when you... go back to a social setting, hey, I just fucked you too.
It's right. Just, no, you don't want to see him again,
you don't
really.
Want to see them again, but it's also, okay, you don't want a complete stranger off the street, but you kind of do. It's a sticky situation, but for us, it's more so being open, like, have the conversation. It's kind of weird, but more so, we more want to pleasure her, because the act of, I don't know, I love the act of, when he gets me off, I want to see him give another girl that pleasure.
Wow.
Is that weird?
No, not at
okay,
all.
Because I kind of feel it is, but.
No, I'm telling you, that's actually kind of, for many people, it's like an ideal scenario. Because a lot of women are like, I want my pleasure, but you're like, I think that'd be really hot.
I think it'd be hot to watch.
I mean, first of all, you're like, he must live, if he doesn't worship the ground you walk on, he should. Because so many women are just like, I don't know, I want it to be all of us. But you're like, I know that he's so great and I want to watch him please someone else. Mm-hmm. That's amazing, without jealousy. At least you think there won't be jealousy.
Well, and that's what I told him. I said, that's why he is so excited, actually. He just texted me. He's like, have you talked to Emily yet?
He's like
I really want to know her input. And that is so adorable to me because he'll listen to you now too. So A, that's cute. But I don't know. I also have a concern of, I've never done more than make out with a girl, so what if I'm awful at it because each vagina is different and I don't know.
Exactly.
So it's true. Kind of escalates the worries.
Sure. Right. No, I get it. Oh, my God. You've never even been with another vagina but your own. Okay. So first of all, let's start with finding the person.
Yes.
There is like the Thrinder app, which I actually heard changed names maybe because Tinder, because it wasn't part of Tinder, I don't think. And I think like, I heard like Tinder sued them and they renamed it. So I'm not sure what this app is called in this moment, but I can do, like, an update. I hear OkCupid is another one where you can find people. Have you looked on there?
No.
I heard you can find a third on there. I hear, like, a la Hinge. I heard that you could find...
Hinge? Is that just, like, an app as
it's
well?
It's an app, too. Hinge is another dating app that connects through Facebook. There's a few other... Oh, I'm trying to think about the other apps that do that. I think it's OkCupid, Thrinder, but now it's called something else. And there's another one. There's one called Cassidy with a K. I don't know if they have people in this area. Kassidie. But also, do you guys ever do any, like, fun, like, play parties or anything? Like, where you live, are there any sex toy stores?
We have a few, like the VIPs or nothing like a pleasure chest that you have out here in New York City, so...
So would you guys come into the city, though, for a party?
Yeah, like to the point where I've taken their schedule now of the courses or like different things. But I don't know how the party
works. There's a lot. Well, here's the thing. There are play parties, and I can even hook you up. Like, I know people who throw these kind of parties in L.A., and typically these play parties, and there's clubs and stuff, like pop-up clubs. It changes so much, so I'm not – there was one called Cake a while ago. I don't know if that's still around. So I can help you find something for, like – I'll let you know after, but there are every town has places where you can find someone, and you go to these play parties, and typically they're only open for couples and single women, the unicorns who like come to hook up with couples, and they
situation.
So you got that's the ideal situation, and you find them on there. If you do find, so you can find someone there and be like, do you find her attractive? Do you? And like you can kind of go from there, but there shouldn't even be a rush. Like even if you find her attractive that night, you could do some flirting and be like, well, let's get coffee or let's get a drink. And then you want to, like, talk to her and see if you both. So I definitely suggest some, like, heavy pre-screening.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you find someone on the app, it's not like it's on, meet us at our house in our bed. I would suggest still meeting her somewhere out for coffee.
Kind of.
Yeah, like coffee or a drink and seeing if you like them. So that would be some routes to go. And also, I don't know if you have any friends that are kind of, they might know some people, but then you don't want everyone to know maybe that you're doing this. So I would check out the apps, and I'll be sending you some more that are targeted to where you are. As far as the act of like going down and checking her out and stuff, I guess I'm assuming the person you find might have already had some experience maybe before. We're not sure yet who you're going to find. But I think it's like a really organic thing because the first time I was with a woman that, and I haven't, you know, like a handful of times, I just sort of like did what I thought. I went with it. Like it wasn't like I knew. I mean, I feel like I know what I want because I have a vagina. So I kind of knew what to do. And she definitely, you know, women, we kind of like guide each other. So she kind of like guide me and I think I did an okay job, but it's not even all about that. If you have toys and stuff and you have things to please her.
After this expo, we now have a bag full of toys.
Exactly. Well, I want to know what you bought. Exactly. You guys bought everything. So I feel like even if you might get down there and be like, I'm not sure I'm ready. Don't feel pressure to do anything. Like you could use some lube, you could rub, you could vibe her, you know, you could use the toys as long as you like clean them and stuff. So I understand, like, your fear and worry, but it's really, like, it's kind of like once you're there, this might be such a weird example that's popping in my brain, but a lot of women I know who have kids, they're like, I didn't know how to be a parent, and then I had a baby, and you just kind of know because I'm a woman. And I kind of feel like when you're with a woman, you'll kind of know what to do because, like, you just sort of, like, figure it out. And maybe she's had some experience, and she'll do some stuff to you, and you'll know, and... I think when you try to, if you overthink and over choreograph it, like first he'll be with me and then he'll be with her. I think it's sort of organic the way the positions all kind of come together. So I wouldn't even worry about that part. I kind of try to find a person and see your experience level.
Love that.
And also practice safe sex. So you know if you're using condoms, like you should definitely change condoms in between. Like if he's with you
insertion
and he goes with
her.
Definitely have a stack of condoms on hand. And I would just say, like, just kind of go with it. It's more about having good chemistry with the three of you, and it'll flow. I really feel like it'll flow. And I also have done, like, a bunch of podcasts, like, on threesomes and stuff. You could also check out some past episodes. But I think finding the partner is the hardest part. Like, the easy part kind of comes in the bedroom. It's like dancing.
Ironically, we had a scenario where there was a huge group of us. We took a party bus. Like, I don't know, 40 of us went to Rhode Island, and one of these girls I had never known, but a friend of a friend. So, to me, a stranger enough, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, she was flirting with me the whole night, which I'm like, oh, this is so funny. You're adorable. And next thing I know, I come back and my boyfriend's talking to her. And I'm like, babe, I think she's adorable. I'm totally game. Well, the real curveball came when she had a boyfriend. She was looking for the same thing as I am. So she wanted me to be hers. But her boyfriend obviously didn't want my boyfriend. And then my boyfriend's amazing, but he got jealous because this girl then kept making out with me and was feeling up on me. And I was like, wait a second, you really got me started now that I really like her.
God.
And she's pulled back. So it kind of, it stopped. So that was our first, only because it, again, she was looking for what I was looking for,
right.
But she
that's
had a
so
man of her
funny.
Own.
So, yeah. Like, unicorn, nope.
Like,
next.
Oh, man, we missed it, but.
But I think the more that you put it out there as well, like with friends that you feel comfortable with, like that person could also appear. So
that's so true.
I think you're on the right track. I love you're doing it in a healthy way. So thank you,
awesome.
Katie.
Thank you so much,
yeah, and
Emily.
I'm going to follow
up this.
With you with some resources. And then you have to follow up with me how it goes.
Oh, 100% I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck. Okay.
Awesome.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Thank you.
Good.
You guys are, thank you so much for coming to the show today. I know you're a big fan.
This is our Christmas, so this was awesome.
This is amazing. You guys, like, made my day. Okay, so tell everyone about yourself, your name, your age, where you're from.
Okay, so my name is Alia. I'm from Connecticut, just along with Katie, and I'm 24.
Okay, 24. So, Allie, yeah. How can I help you today here live on the Sex with Emily podcast?
So, I don't know exactly how to word my question. I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year now. It was actually just after the last expo that we started dating.
Okay.
And I think we have a great sex life. He's the first guy I've ever actually used toys in the bedroom with, so it's great. I want to come up with more creative ways on how to extend foreplay because sometimes I feel like he kind of rushes right over it.
Right.
And so, and I can kind of talk to him about it, but I want to come up with ways to do it without having to talk about it and just have him kind of pick up on the fact that, like, it's going to go longer to help him be more interested in it as well.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know how to word it.
No, that was a great question because you want to be like, slow down. So, because the whole thing really is slow down.
Yeah.
So give me an example of what kind of foreplay you think that you would like just more oral or more kissing, just more of a buildup, right?
Yeah, kind of the whole thing.
Right. All right. I'm trying to think of the perfect scenario for you. So do you guys ever do anything like, do you ever do any massage or anything like that?
Yep.
Okay. So you could say, I've got such a great idea for Saturday night. Do you guys hang out at your house or more his house more
his
often?
His apartment more often.
Okay. Say, I'm coming over and I've got like a whole night planned for us. And I think you should go over there and you should bring like some champagne, some food, and maybe come with like a massage candle. Do you have any massage candles?
Yeah, I do. That's the one. We love it. We use it. I actually keep it at his apartment and we use it all the time. It's right by the bed with our lube.
Okay, with the lube. Right by the bed with the lube and the massage candle. So I think you should like show him an example of it and be like, you know what? I think we should like delay sex tonight. Like, I just kind of want to, like, play with each other again. Because you masturbate and you fantasize?
Yes.
So I think you say to him, you know what I've been fantasizing about lately? I've been fantasizing about just, like, having a night of just, like, playing and massaging. Because it really turns me on to think about, like, your hands all over my body. And, like, me, like, getting you to really turn on and us both getting turned on. And, like, that anticipation is what gets, like, that teasing. Like, I kind of want you to... I want to wait. I want to see how long it goes because I realize it gets you really turned on. So you go over there and you can like, because that's the thing for women is that the teasing and the anticipation is so hot for us because that really starts to like, we need that. Like I always say,
exactly.
It's like not a suggestion. It's a requirement. We're not even turned on. And especially if you're in a relationship for a year, a lot of guys are like, hey, babe. And they go right for your like pants. And I'm like, what happened to my boobs? What happened to my neck?
Well, exactly. Because when we first started, it just went and the floor play was there and it was awesome. And I know like the whole honeymoon phase, like it ends and that's fine. That's part of a relationship. However, that doesn't mean the foreplay has to stop.
Exactly. And you think he likes foreplay? Like he enjoys performing? Does he like that?
Yes.
Okay.
I had to fix my mic.
Oh, okay. So he likes that. So I would say like, or you could say, you know what I've been thinking about? Like, I think it's so hot. Like, have you talked to him about this yet at all?
Yes, kind of, but I don't really know how to approach it. And because I feel like the last time I talked to him about it was more kind of like, was not intending on attacking him or like going like, you need to change it. But that's kind of how I feel like it came off. So I want to find a better way to approach this.
So exactly. So that's what I want to say about men and women. But I found it with men a lot too. Like you say one thing and it's not even attacking. It's like, you know what? I think we need more foreplay. And in their head, they're like, he's like, I'm failing Allie. She thinks I'm a terrible lover. She doesn't like having sex with me. And like they go into their heads of criticism. It's like so easy. And they like never forget that. So you're right to ask this because you have to be really delicate because with guys like you do. And so I think the way to do it is kind of be like, I love the sex that we're having, and I think it would be really fun just to have a night of playing. And so I think showing him what you want and being like, you know what? You can't, like, playing games around and being like, you can't, like, touch me yet, and I can't touch you yet. We're just going to focus waist up for the next hour. So you do, like, some massaging, you do some kissing, you do some, like, play some games. What kind of toys did you buy this week?
So we just bought, I say we because we bought a lot of the same. I actually just got a new Wii Vibe. I got the Wii Vibe 4 Plus.
Perfect.
I'd already had it, but there was some malfunction, so I just got a new one of those.
Okay. So these are some, but that's for intercourse,
yes.
Right? So I'm thinking that, like, also, like, when he's, so here's the other thing. If you're in the moment, because I think I'm talking about, like, a one time, so you go over there and you're like, great, but then next time he's going to do the same thing.
Go back to the same.
So let's talk about in the moment, okay?
Okay.
So let's say you guys are together, and you're having sex. You could even just start to be like, God, you know what I'm thinking about? It feels so, like, just bring him back and be like, I've been thinking about you, like, licking my nipples all day. And you're just in the moment. You're slowing him down. And he's reading. So when he starts going down there, you're not, like, pulling his head up. You're not saying stop. You're just, like, your energy, your body is guiding the act.
Yeah.
So you're slowing it down. So when he goes down, you're like, come back up. Like, I want to kiss you. And then you start kissing his neck. And you're like, will you kiss my neck? And you just slow the whole thing down. Because I always say, go 5 times slower than you think you need to go. So here's the thing with guys, they can't help but escalate because they were raised in this way that it's like, if a woman shuts me down, like, I better go fast because, first of all, I'm already turned on. I don't want to lose my erection.
Yep.
The second thing, they're afraid of rejection. They're afraid that, like when they were growing up and women were like, it was escalating. They were like, no, I'm not going to have sex with you. So there's just this whole, like, I got to keep going to keep my erection and to keep her going and me going. And what if she says no? So that's like their brain. So if you're just like, when he starts going, be like, not ready yet, like, gotta kiss me, and you just show him in the moment that that's what you want.
Yeah,
redirecting his hands and redirecting the energy, like, I believe that would help him start
okay,
to get it.
Awesome.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot
instead
of sense.
Talking about it. I always say talk outside the bedroom, but sometimes for these things he can take it in, but he doesn't get, because my thing is, like, a lot of guys don't even get when you say I want more foreplay. They're like, what's on the menu? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, oral sex for 20 minutes and then 10 minutes of kissing? Show him what it means.
Exactly. And that thing, I didn't want to just, like, talk about it,
choreograph it.
Talking can go so wrong, but if you're just kind of doing it and, like, slowing it, that's kind of exactly
that's
what I was
exactly
looking
it.
For.
So choreograph it. And in the moment, and it might be hard for you too because you're like, he's going, but just be like, and this goes down to you slowing down, also breathing a lot, which is so hard to do, and being like, in the moment when he's going down there, the people pleaser in all of us as a woman is like, oh, I don't want to stop him and he's doing it. Babe, come up here. I'm not ready for that yet. I'm ready for this. And you keep redirecting, and it'll get him really turned on too. So you're in it together, and he's not thinking about that anymore. So he's just, like, connecting with you because you're staying present with him.
Yeah.
Your eyes are focused. You're breathing, and you're slowing it down with your breath, with your eyes, with your touch. Candles, massage warms you up, but, like, not just like a you guys both could give each other a massage. So, like, it's a long, like, languid, sexy evening.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What I suggest.
Well, I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Oh, my God. You're so welcome. Good luck.
Thanks.
So fun. All right.
Hi.
Hi, Hannah. Thank you for coming out to
of
see
course.
Me at the show.
Of course. Thanks for talking to me.
Oh, my God.
This is
of course.
Super cool.
Cool.
I've been having way too much fun wandering around. So.
Tell me. What have you seen today at the Sexual
Well,
Expo?
I went to, like, all the booths, and I didn't get a grab bag or a freebie.
Okay.
Well, but then I did later. So
good.
I'm glad I wandered for a
while.
Okay,
good.
And, like,
I'm so glad.
Way too many different kinds of condoms and, like, a flogger from someone and just, like, crazy,
there's
really
cool
fun
stuff. Right, I know.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
And they're, like, throwing fun stuff at you, so
I know.
It's amazing.
Like, it's so fun. I know.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay,
it's
so
perfect.
Tell me your age and where you're from, if you don't mind.
I'm 23. I'm from California, but I'm here for school.
Okay.
For
great.
Grad school.
Awesome. So what's your question today?
So my question is, I had, like, a guy who was, like, I thought, like, the guy, and now it, like, ended, but I keep, when I try to date, I keep finding, like, creating red flags because they're not him.
Oh, the guy you left behind?
Yeah. So,
okay.
Like,
yeah.
How do I, like, stop creating?
You got it right, exactly. So do you think it's, are you guys still talking?
No, we decided not to talk because, like, it was, like, a super long distance.
Right.
So, and neither of us was willing to move, so we just decided to stop. But, like, we both still really like each other, like, almost love each other and, like.
So how long ago did that end?
August.
Okay, so it's like a month, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, maybe here's the thing. You might not be over it yet, and you might not be ready to date.
Yeah.
I don't think that you'll always be comparing people to this guy. I don't. I mean, I know that there's a lot of, like, I mean, you're 23 years old, And I know when you're 20, like if I was 23 still and people were like, but you're 23, I'd be like, whatever. It still hurts. You still love him. And you're still like, he's still someone that you dated. But like, you moved to a new city. You have a whole new life here. You're starting school. Did you start yet?
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like it's going to happen. Like when you're ready, you're just going to start meeting people. But I think you have to first cut off ties with him. If it's really not, I know it's hard.
Well, that's the thing. Like we're not talking, but okay. like that also sucks. Like,
right. Are you still stalking him on Facebook or anything?
No, I make myself not.
Good.
But
that's really hard to do.
Yeah.
So the other thing is that like, I know that your brain's going, well, he's not this, he's not that. But if you could just kind of like, there's sort of a mentality when you go into dating. And again, I don't know that you should rush into it. I think that you could like, are you dating online? Are you swiping? And I mean, give me an example of some of the things that you think the other guys are or not.
Like, I went out on a date and he didn't like open the door and I was like immediately turned off. And then I kind of thought about it. I was like, well, it wasn't that bad of a date, but like, I don't want to see him again.
Okay.
Just because he wasn't like my guy.
Right.
And
no, see, that's
like,
the thing. So it wasn't even about opening the door.
No.
Because here's the thing also, guys don't open the doors anymore.
Yeah.
They really don't. Like, there's going to be good
and,
luck.
Like, I'm intellectually okay
you
with
know
that.
You know that, right. But it's just a matter
of. It's fine. Like, I can handle it, but just like.
It's an easier way to like, you're like, it's the door, it's a this.
Yeah.
That just leads me to believe that like, it's okay if you're not even ready yet because you loved him, you were with him and you still love him. So you just might not be ready yet. But I think also when you go out and when you are like really ready to start dating, and you could even go out now casually, but it's all about changing your mindset. So if you're going into these dates thinking, I want this guy to replace my ex-boyfriend, and I'm looking for the guy, the one. I think you're 23, have some fun right now, and why don't you look at these dates as, I'm going to go out and make a new friend. Like, he might offer a lot of things that this other guy didn't. Like, maybe he's really interesting in ways that you never even thought about. Like, if your mindset's going in is, I'm just going to make a good connection with someone and I don't know where this is going to go, maybe he's a new friend. Maybe he's got a friend for you. Maybe he opens up your eyes to and your ears to some new music. And you think of it as just, like, a fun way to, like, make new friends and meet a new person. The expectations of like, well, he didn't open the door or he doesn't have this kind of a degree or didn't go to this school or come from this kind of family, those things won't matter. Because like when you're making new girlfriends, you don't think about those things.
Yeah.
You're thinking, who do I connect with and who's cool?
Okay.
So if you start to look at guys in that way, like without all these, like he has to check every box, especially because I think your 20s should be a lot about playing and figuring out what you like. And this guy might have been like your first love or your last love that you really, really like. And so that one, like, hits us the most. Like, you're like, will I ever feel this again? This is everything that I want. But the great thing, again, about your 20s is that it's a great time to date other people and to explore and really figure out what you want. Like, I think that you're going to be surprised that there's a lot of things that you haven't even experienced yet that a man can offer you that you don't even know yet. Because this guy couldn't have had it all.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if it's just more about, like, changing that mindset to, like, I'm just going to date and see what this person... Even if, like, there's something that turns you off, be like, there might be something else here. And not getting caught up in whatever that thing is and being present. Because that means that in the date, you let your mind fixate on the fact that, for example, I'm going to go to the door. And that you weren't even maybe open to anything else that was happening. Because maybe there would have been something... But we do this in our minds, our anxiety and our worry can shut us down. So I think it's like a deep breath, relaxing around dating. What?
Breathing's like hard.
Breathing is the hardest friggin' thing. And if we don't do it, we die. But yet, if we were in my office, I'm sure that Madison right now would have a slow sign on the board. She writes slow on the whiteboard, so I slow down. So it's hard to breathe. Let's breathe. How does that sound to you?
It sounds good. It's hard. Scary.
It is scary, right? And you're in a new city, but without, I don't know how many friends you have out here.
I have, like, a little group.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Maybe also you go out with them, and you'll just meet guys organically, like the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
And I think that you might be changing a lot this year, too, and you might realize, like, there's just a lot more that you want and that you need. It's hard, but you're going to do it. I feel good about it.
Thank you so much for talking to
me. Thank you so much for coming today. Yeah. Not so bad, right? Not scary?
No.
Right? I forget the camera's there. I do.
Thank you.
You'll do that for me. And keep me posted. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. That was really fun. Like I said, listening to it again, I'm like, wow, I really want to go out and do that more. So let me know what you thought of it. And if they inspired you to ask your sex or relationship questions, remember, you can always submit them on my website. Just leave me a voicemail either at 818-ASK-SWE1 or email me through the little drop-down menu on our site. It says Ask Emily, and you can ask me a question or email feedback@sexwithemily.com. But when you do that, you now have an option. You can check the box that says call me, and then we will set up a time for me to call you during my show, and we'll work it out. We'll work out your issues, whatever's going on live. Also, you can just write a question. That's totally fine, too. We do not judge you for however you want to ask your question. Also, follow us on all social media, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram. It's all at Sex with Emily. And of course, Facebook.com/sexwithemily. And that's what we got. Thanks to my team. I love you all. Thanks to Jamie and Eddie and Lori and Madison and Ken. You all rock my world. And thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, guys, turn your volume down for the next minute. I need to tell the lady something. Go ahead, trust me. It's for your own good. All right, ladies, it's just us now. And I have news for you. Your guy loves to masturbate. Hey, it's natural, healthy, and necessary. Let him know that not only are you cool with it, but that you really want him to enjoy it too. Surprise him with the number one selling toy for men, the Fleshlight. Fleshlight's toys feel so real that they are truly the next best thing. They have models created for every preference you can think of. Models that are perfect for travel, and one of our favorites, the Quick Shot. It's an open-ended sleeve that we like to call the hand job helper. And don't think your guy is the only one who will benefit from a Fleshlight. Their famous stamina training unit is all about helping guys learn to last longer in bed. This is the gift that keeps on giving. So if you really want to turn him on with a Fleshlight. It'll be a surprise he won't forget. Just go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Fleshlight banner right now. Let's talk about the orgasm gap. You don't know what the orgasm gap is? Okay, so a little refresher. Men take anywhere between 6 to 8 minutes to orgasm during intercourse. Women, between 20 and 40 minutes. You see the issue here? There's like a gap. Even if you don't have an issue with premature ejaculation, the fact remains women take longer to achieve orgasm than men do. A lot longer. But you can take action. You can. For starters, more foreplay. Foreplay is not just a suggestion, it's actually mandatory. And to help you narrow the orgasm gap during intercourse even more, try Promescent. See, Promescent is a clinically proven, FDA-approved product that can significantly delay ejaculation. So, why is that a good thing? Because if you're able to last longer, you'll have less anxiety about performing. You can focus on being in the moment with your partner, enjoying sex instead of stressing about it. And your partner gets a benefit of a longer, more intense experience. Doesn't that sound much better? Does that sound more fun? No more gaps? A lot more sex? A lot more orgasms? God, this sounds good. Promescent is a topical spray that gets applied to the penis to improve a man's stamina. Unlike common delay sprays that make you numb, Promescent is quickly absorbed, allowing you to enjoy the sensations of sex. When used properly, it won't transfer to your partner, which, trust me, nobody likes. What other product can help you last longer, have better sex, reduce performance anxiety, and improve your relationship? Exactly, none. And it's easier to buy Promescent than ever before because now it's available at your local Rite Aid and Target too. That's right, you can run out, get some today. Of course, you can also click on the Promescent banner on my site or visit promescent.com today.